This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.
Rescuers in Germany and Belgium fear more deaths after catastrophic floods swept through the western regions, crushing homes and businesses, sweeping away villages, and leaving hundreds of people dead, missing, or homeless. In Germany, at least 103 people are reported dead, including 12 residents of a home for disabled people swept away by the rising waters. The toll was the highest since a North Sea flood in 1962 killed 340 people. In Belgium, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. Belgium has declared an official day of mourning for Tuesday. In the Netherlands, thousands of residents of Limburg province were ordered to leave their homes early Friday as floodwaters peaked. Waters were receding in the southern city of Maastricht, where there was no flooding, and in the town of Valkenburg, where there was damage but no injury. The Biden administration issued a blanket warning Friday to U.S. firms about the risks of doing business in Hong Kong as China continues to clamp down on political and economic freedoms in the territory. Speaking at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that businesses should be aware their security and reputations could be compromised.
The bottom line is that businesses should be aware that the risks faced in mainland China are now increasingly present in Hong Kong.
Four cabinet agencies, the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security, released the 9-page advisory that alerts companies about the shifting legal landscape in Hong Kong and the possibility that engaging with Hong Kong businesses could incur reputational and legal damages. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit